Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. Is this another mammoth nickname mistake for the state of Utah? The National Hockey League allowed the Phoenix Coyotes franchise to relocate to Salt Lake City last summer in 2024. The nickname Coyotes, though, was definitely a good fit for the Arizona geography and was a great match for the hockey team. Unfortunately, the ownership in Phoenix did a really lousy job. Local fans abandoned the hockey team in droves during their final few seasons in the desert. But last summer found the moving vans loading up the former Arizona Coyotes into the welcoming arms of Salt Lake City, Utah. The city has a metro population of about 1.25 million people and ranks as the number 33 television market in the country. NHL hockey finally arrived in Utah. Now, the state has its share of Coyotes, but the nickname Utah Coyotes or Salt Lake City Coyotes just didn't sound like a good match for this city. Salt Lake City is tucked in the Wasatch Mountains and lures multitudes of skiers during the winter months. The new NHL team in Salt Lake City, though, has just borrowed a page from the NFL. The hockey team's ownership smartly took a cue from the former Washington Redskins franchise in the National Football League. The famed football franchise temporarily changed its nickname to the Washington Football Team for the 2020 and 2021 NFL seasons. And in 2022, the Washington Commanders, debuted with their current nickname. Washington's pro football fans suggested a number of clever names like the Red Tails, or the Washington Warriors, the Washington Hogs, and even, yes, the Washington Presidents. A relatively safe choice, though, of Commanders was selected by the team's ownership. Now, in a similar move last year, the new Utah Hockey Club began the 2024 and 2025 NHL season in Salt Lake City, and the team conducted a contest for a permanent team nickname after coming to Utah. More than 850,000 votes were cast over the last year in four different rounds of voting. The finalists for the competition were the Utah Outlaws, the Utah Yeti, the Utah Hockey Club, in other words, leave it as it is this season, and the Utah Mammoth. And the winner is, according to team owner Ryan and Ashley Smith, quote, "The community chose the Utah Mammoth brand. It stands as a symbol of who we are, where we come from, and the unstoppable force we're building together." Yeah, right. Believe it or not, archaeologists believe that mammoths roamed across the state of Utah 10,000 years ago. Fossils of the Huntington Mammoth were discovered in Utah in 1988. The proposed nickname of Utah Yeti failed to get past the copyright issues with the Yeti cooler and drinkware manufacturer of the same name. That's too bad, because the Yeti would have been a terrific name for a pro hockey team. Utah, though, has struggled to find good nicknames for its professional sports teams. Anyone who's followed sports in the state of Louisiana knows that one of the greatest sports nicknames of the NBA was the New Orleans Jazz. The New Orleans Jazz were an NBA expansion franchise which started to play in 1974. The team later acquired the Pelican State's greatest basketball player in history, Pete Maravich, to come play for the team. The New Orleans Jazz, though, failed financially as the Louisiana Superdome's initial configuration was way too cavernous to watch pro basketball, and the Superdome's rental cost worked against the pro basketball team's finances, too. So the team owner moved the New Orleans NBA franchise to Salt Lake City in 1979. The former Utah Stars of the ABA had exceptional fan support during their six-year run in Salt Lake City back in the early 1970s. So instead of changing the nickname, this team became known as the Utah Jazz. This was initially done because there just wasn't enough time left prior to the start of the 1979 NBA basketball season to effectuate a name change. Salt Lake City was not and still isn't known for its jazz entertainment. The local fans, though, didn't mind the name, so the Utah Jazz are still playing NBA basketball with that nickname in Salt Lake City here in 2025. Louisiana fans, though, like me, are still chuckling knowing that the Utah Jazz has never won an NBA title. And again, the current New Orleans Pelicans franchise has not won a championship either. Other than the poorly named Utah Jazz of the NBA, Salt Lake City is the host for a variety of professional sports franchises. Some of their nicknames, though, are better than others. Here's a good one, the Utah Bees. Salt Lake City's professional baseball franchise plays in the Class AAA Pacific Coast League. A Mormon settlement named Deseret means honeybee, and the state of Utah is known as the Beehive State. I guess that would be a perfect nickname. Then there's the Utah Archers. Now, this unique nickname belongs to Salt Lake City's professional field lacrosse team, which competes in the Premier Lacrosse League. And then there's the Utah Grizzlies. The city's minor league hockey team in the ECHL has been playing since 1988. The Grizzlies continued to play this year despite the fact that they had competition from the NHL's Utah Hockey Club for local hockey fans. It's not just Utah, but some of the NHL team nicknames are a little bit weird too. The Utah Mammoth, won't be the only odd nickname for a team playing in the National Hockey League. Remember the Mighty Ducks? The Anaheim NHL expansion franchise was nicknamed the Mighty Ducks back in 1992. That was taken from the Disney movie of the same name. The team was sold to new owners who did shorten the nickname to just Ducks back in 2006. And then there are the Sabres. The NHL's expansion franchise in Buffalo, New York chose the Sabres for its nickname beginning in 1970. That was a lot better than the team's three other final names. The Buffalo Mugwumps, anyone? Or the Buffalo Buzzing Bees, or the Buffalo Flying Zeppelins, all of those names were thankfully discarded in favor of the Sabres. And then there are the Flames. This pro hockey team was founded in Atlanta in 1971 as the Atlanta Flames. Now that nickname made some sense because Atlanta was burned down during the Civil War. But then the team moved to Calgary in Canada in 1980, and the owner decided to keep the nickname of Flames anyway. How about the Blue Jackets? Did you know that the city of Columbus, Ohio, produced the majority of the blue coats worn by Union soldiers during the Civil War? That's why we have the Columbus Blue Jackets. I thought the North Stars was a catchy nickname. This team's first NHL home was in Minnesota and nicknamed the North Stars. But then the team moved to Dallas, Texas in 1993 and smartly dropped the word North to reflect the lone star state in Texas. How about the Red Wings? Detroit's NHL franchise started using this odd name back in 1932, and no, it is not named for the shoe company. Originally known as the Detroit Falcons, the nickname was changed by the owner to sound similar to his other pro hockey franchise in Montreal, which was named the Winged Wheelers. And then there was the Wild. After losing their first NHL team to Dallas, another franchise was awarded to Minneapolis in 2000. Now, as weak as the term Wild sounds, it beat the other finalists, which were the Blue Ox, the Freeze, the Northern Lights, and the White Bears. And then there's the Canucks. This 1970 NHL expansion franchise in Vancouver, British Columbia, took a name which Canadians have loved since the 1860s. A political cartoon named Johnny Canuck became a beloved nickname for the word Canadian. Since Montreal's NHL team was already named the Canadiens, Vancouver went with the Canucks. Okay. And finally, the Jets. This wandering franchise started in Atlanta, then moved to Phoenix, and then landed in Winnipeg in 2011. Now, this team almost became known as the, I like this, by the way, Manitoba Moose.
Thank you, and hello, used wisdom lovers everywhere.
Thank you, Bullwinkle. Winnipeg hosted a World Hockey League team decades ago, which went by the nickname Jets, because the team's owner was a fan of, yes, the NFL's New York Jets. So did Utah make a mammoth mistake, or will this become a terrific marketing idea? The names Utah and mammoth really don't sound like they mix very well, at least to this Southerner. I do have a mental picture, though, of the team's in-stadium mascot looking a lot like Mr. Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. Oh, bird, you're always doing that. Having a nickname like Mammoth also conjures up a very slow-moving beast. Hockey is a very fast-paced game, so that Utah Mammoth better get to work on his cardio this summer before the puck drops next fall. This year's 2024-2025 Utah Hockey Club finished with a respectable record of 38 wins, 31 losses, and 13 overtime losses. They failed to make the NHL playoffs this spring. But Salt Lake City will start the new NHL season in October, featuring the debut of the Utah Mammoth. And maybe Big Bird will be on hand to drop the opening puck.
Hey, that would be great. Thanks, Swamp Swami.
You're welcome, Big Bird.